Okay, so Vitaly, do you have any stories about misunderstandings that might have occurred because of the difference in language, or because people do things differently here?
Oh yes, I would say not only from my experience, but from experience of other people, because I'm involved as a part of integrating support center in Cork organization named NASC. So I'm come across lots of situation, and not all of them quite funny. Some of this would be much dramatic situation. But I want to come back about my own experience. First thing. Which I found for myself was different in culture when you're greeting each other. In Ireland, you say, "Hello, how are you?" And that's it. And people turn up and go away. And you later on staying and watching, "What's wrong with me? Am I ugly? Am I smelly?" And just feeling yourself frustrated. But I mean, when I grew up in the environment where every single word has a meaning, and now I try to explain you. We have one proverb, the word is like a bird. If it flew away, you won't be able to catch it and bring it back, even if you say sorry. And I mean by this, in our culture, when you say to somebody hello and later you ask how are you, you really expect an answer. And person might say you, "Oh, I'm good today." And person began to telling you most deeply the story. For example, today I met new girlfriend and she's so nice, so on. And you tell them, "Okay, let's go take a drink and tell me more about this thing." And person, "No bother, let's go." You take it, sit, you take in the pub with him. We don't have pubs, cafe, take tea or beer. And person just sharing his mood and experience, what he've done today. And you feel yourself happy and you learn from that person what he've done in life. You get some, how do you say, benefit to yourself. Or opposite thing happened, person might tell you, awful thing happened today, I was sacked from job or something like that, I lost my friend or whatever. You said, "No worries, come with me, I buy you a drink, I call all my friends, we sit together, maybe you tell us your story and maybe we'll bring some solution, maybe somebody come across similar situation or somebody was in your shoes, maybe people can tell their own experience and you can learn something from those." End of the story, you became, feel yourself more needed person than somebody need you. But compared here to Ireland, "Hello, how are you?" and bye-bye, and you just, "Okay, what's wrong?" Later on, my friend, sorry, and friend just explained me this only formal greeting, not paying too much attention about those things. I said, "It's fine." Another thing which can come across again, in Slavic language, we use words, thank you, please, but the same in a, I mean, ordinary way, we use an intonation to say something. I mean, if you say something like, it's mean request or please. If you say the same sentence with plain intonation, like it's mean like statement or you're bored. If you say maybe more high tone, like would be mean like you're angry, just leave me alone. And by intonation, you can just show what do you mean. But here in English language, you have to put everywhere this small word, please. Unless you don't do this, people treat you in different way. I mean, if you go to the shop and say, "Can I have this?" and forget say, "Please," people watching you very strangely, throw you on the table, take it, and so on. But later on, you presume, "What's wrong with me? What I did wrong?" and try to rewind your sentence back and say, "Oh, sorry, I forgotten to say word please." And next time when you start to learn from this thing, okay, please, please, and you start to say it in the beginning, "Please, can you tell me, give me something," rather in our language, because we do everything by intonation. I mean, mostly in situations. Or another thing about definition of word friend. Here in Ireland you call friend everybody, but in our country it's more sacramental, more it's words has a more deep meaning. We don't call friend everybody. In our country we have different gradation. Maybe I tell you my own gradation of relating between people. You can have the top of hierarchy would be the friend, below the friend would be mate or colleague, after them would be person you know, some fella who maybe neighborhood living nearby or your classmate for a long time ago, forever, forever. And this hierarchy building up by relations with people. If you just try to come see from perspective of philosophy, Aristotle, if I'm not mistaken, he said, "Who is a friend is second me," like mirror reflections. Only one or two people could be thinking the same way, to treat the same way in situation like you are. And his word was proved by another Iranian poet about 12th century. It was Saadi. He said, if you have a one friend, you are a happy person. If you have a two friend, everybody jealous you. If you have three or more friends, you're the sad person. An explanation would be all this, like that. The human being has only two arms. If somebody going by the bridge, your friend suddenly become sink, you can save only two and give two of your hands and lift them up. If there are more than two friends, you have to make a choice. Who can you have save? It's a big decision that have to be done in the part. And that's why, I mean, in our culture, the word friend has a more deep meaning, and we don't call everybody friends. Companion island, you feel yourself when friend, you say, okay, I'm friend, but later on you become stuck in a situation. Hold on, why somebody call me friend if I maybe quite opposite perspective of understanding reality? Maybe I'm quite different person, somebody telling me friend, and you become to be more, feel yourself uncomfortable, because it's big responsibility to be a friend. In perspective of my understanding, you have to be everywhere when your friend needs you, and not always friend have to call you or just tell you, okay, I need your help. Sometimes you have to offer the thing. And when somebody telling you, oh, hello friend, you presume then you already have to be wakey-wakey and just to expect, well, something happened, you have to be give some hand or just help to the people. And a lot of different stories like that, which would be show any difference of cultures, aspects.